You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Match Day Special. Tottenham away, and I'm with Duncan Rouse, Pitchy Skin Duncan. How you doing, Peachy Skin? How you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Made it up here without any bother, but a bit of a long walk down the old back streets.
industrial yeah. City, isn't it?
Industrial chic, prison chic, as we called it.
Yeah. We're at the Redemption Brewery, which is lovely. It's been here for about 30 years, yeah. I think, something like that, or along those lines. We're in the middle of nowhere. But it's a short walk to the away end, so that's all that matters, isn't it? And they've had beers, which also matters, including some lovely food as well.
Yeah. Beer's called Solar, even though it's about as far from being sunny as you could imagine, but never mind that. We don't care, do we?
Exactly. Well, that is February for you in England, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be honest. Duncan, how are you feeling about today? Are you feeling confident? It's going to be a golf fest, isn't it?
We seem to have been crocking all our players for some reason.
Yeah, so now we're hearing Hinshelwood's out potentially for the season. Joao's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. There was questions about what do we do if we get injuries, all the injured players coming back. How are we going to cope with that issue? We don't have to worry about it because we've got new players injured.
We did wonder about eating short beef and drinking all this beer when we might have to dust our old football
boots. Those short rib beefs were fucking amazing, by the way.
They were brilliant.
They were really good. The mac cheese was good too. Anyway, on to the game. So we don't know what's going to happen. We'll get your opinions later if I catch you after the game. But either way round, it's going to be an entertaining game. We've had a good day out. It's going to be an entertaining game. And we'll have some beers after as well.
Yeah, we think there'll be a few goals, but
I think so.
We don't know who for.
I'm going to predict with the usual confidence of a guy who never gets the score right. I'm going to say 4-4 again, like the Luton game last week that they had. What do you think?
Yeah, it'd be entertaining, wouldn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're scanning it down to 2-2, aren't you?
Probably 2-2. That's being optimistic with all our injuries, but still.
Yeah, we'll see.
If we don't concede an early goal, we've got a chance.
And all I know is if we do get a penalty, we're going to miss it now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're definitely going to miss it.
Right, cheers, Don. Speak to you later. I'm now joined by Julian. Julian, you were at the Wardy event. You quite enjoyed yourself, didn't you?
Oh, I absolutely did. Yeah, what an honour to be in his presence. Yeah, the great man. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
I love the way you said stuff like, yeah, well, you know, it was sort of like that. That's the way he talks, isn't it? It's great. I love it.
Oh, he was fantastic. Brilliant, fantastic impressionist of Brian Clough, especially, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
that was great.
I mean, he was really, got Cloughy to perfection.
Off to a tee.
Yeah.
And we're here at the Redemption Brewery in an industrial state in the middle of nowhere, but quite close to Tottenham Stadium. And we've got kick-off in 45 minutes. We'd better go in a minute, actually. But thoughts on the game?
Oh, well, I mean, I never like to predict. Yeah, it's difficult, you know, obviously.
I do, but I always get it wrong anyway.
In injuries, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'll take a draw. Yeah, absolutely, as I would any away game.
I've gone from my typical conservative prediction. I've gone for 4-4 today.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, they did it last week, didn't they? So.
It's not impossible for all, yes.
Yeah. For all concerned, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's hope. I've got a feeling it's about to piss down, and we've got about a 15-minute walk, so yes. I reckon we should get going.
I think that's a very good point,
all right.
Russell.
Speak to you later.
Yes, bye.
Yes. See you in a bit, then. David, Peter's dad, David, it's always a pleasure to bump into you. We're here on the way in to the grounds, and I predicted a nice, tranquil, conservative 4-4 draw. What do you think about this? It's going to be open, isn't it? It's going to be an entertaining game.
There ought to be a few goals in it, but without Pedro, obviously that makes a difference. It's a big blow, though.
And Hinchelwood apparently out for the season.
Yeah, I know. Stress fracture, someone said.
We've not had enough injuries, have we, this season? I'm glad we got some more.
Just when we thought we were getting a few people back.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's been relentless.
Yeah.
At least Veltman may be available, which is good. But then
he's
Eagle's
the bench,
out, isn't he, as well? Apparently Eagle's back out again well. And as you said, Veltman's on the bench.
Yeah.
It's not looking great.
Matoma's starting, which has surprised me.
I mean, that's the bonus, isn't it?
Yep.
He's come back from the Asian tournament. He was knocked out. Simon Adingra, of course, is in the final.
Yeah, I know.
In a day or two.
Tomorrow, probably.
Tomorrow, yeah. Who are they playing, actually, at Ivory Coast? I can't remember now.
I've not followed that closely, to be honest.
No, I haven't. No time. However, anything could happen in this game, couldn't it? Really good.
Like you, I'm going for a draw and a few goals, but probably not as many as 4-4. You don't get many of those. It's a long time since you saw a 4-4.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Gillingham, I remember.
Yes, it might be actually. You might be right.
That's what I saw a 4-4.
Right, let's get in there, and I might see you for a few beers and some food later on.
That sounds like a really good idea. We might need it.
Always a pleasure, David. See
and
you later.
Russ, cheers.
1-0 up, Duncan, 21st minute, in possession, and we're fucking taking the piss, aren't we, so far?
Certainly are. It's lovely to watch. I mean, it's a fucking magnificent stadium. Best stadium in the UK.
Oh, it is. It's a great stadium.
It is utterly, you know, incredible. It's worth its billion pounds.
It's fit to display the wares that we can present.
Yeah.
As well, I think.
It's a shame our future 20-goal Brazilian striker.
Shit, Charleston.
Yeah! Jason Steele.
Yeah! Oh,
Jason Steele.
Double beauty.
Double save. Wow.
1-1 down the left inside channel from Richarlison.
Yeah.
It's a block save from Steele. And you know another one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Double save. Brilliant.
Van Hacker looks commanding. It's brilliant. We've got so many people out, haven't we? We've got Eagles out. Hinchel was out for the season, we think.
Yeah.
Schwell's out for several weeks. Yeah. Spurs are on the attack, but Lamptey has negated that danger.
Yeah,
and we're 1-0 up in the 22nd minute, and all's good with the world, isn't it?
It is great. Lamptey was very good against...
That's a free kick to us.
Fucking hell. So Lallana down with a tackle. We did say that we're waiting to find out when Lallana went down.
Redemption Brewery, how do you enjoy it?
Oh, it's great. Really, really, really nice local brewery. Ramshackle as fuck. but great. We called it beer prison. There were bars on the windows, and Wedge settled into a comfy chair and he looked like he was a lifer. He had to do all his time. He's going to die there. But it was, it was fantastic. Short walk, and we're here towards the mighty Brighton. I'm glad we haven't beaten them 1-0.
Exactly.
So far.
And here we are, just quarter way through, 1-0. Let's keep this going.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, by the way, the referee's been terrible. He's let two or three things go. We've now got a player prostrate on the ground.
Second.
You said 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Andy, what was that? 24 minutes as well.
We had a little play bet on how long Lallana was going to last. Duncan said 24 minutes. That fuck Romero has just kicked him in 2 seconds of open play. I cannot understand how that walking red card gets to be on the pitch.
Are you suggesting he is not capable of staying on the pitch? I think he's fantastic. I think he's always very good. He never deserves to get red cards, Andy. Yeah? Not at all. Not at all.
He hasn't even got one yellow yet.
Have you noticed the sarcasm in my voice? Last season, I'm still smarting from that, to be honest. That alone, he should have got sent off. He's a disgrace to the sport, isn't he, actually? He's a good player. Of course he is, but...
I don't blame him. I blame the referee.
Yeah, he'll push the boundaries. That's about who chastises people.
We support Uncle T!
This is a dig at the vloggers to our right.
I think I was right with Lallana as the next injury.
24, I got it! I got it!
And he is indeed coming off. Romero, you're a fucking dirty little piece of shit.
Romero, you cunt!
So you're a big fan of Romero, Duncan?
Yeah, he's my favourite player.
Yeah. He's a dirty piece of shit, isn't
he? I didn't realise you were recording.
No, I am. But you just said what we were all thinking anyway, and what Andy's just said, actually.
Yeah.
He's a dirty piece of shit, and he shouldn't be on the pitch. Any Spurs fans listen to this, get over it.
Two yellows. It's true.
It's just like last year, you cheating bastards. It's just like last year.
Yeah, we're still dominating the play. They're on the attack now. Ooh. To be honest, that was a decent effort. Curve just wide, Madison.
But we were down to 10 men because the ref didn't let it come on.
We shit on your head. We could have sat more. We could have sat more. We're Brighton of Albion. We could have sat more.
No. Richarlison does have a shit. A bird shit on his head. Fair play to the bloke behind that started that song. Fantastic.
That was so funny.
You gotta love it. Right, Duncan, 38th minute. 1-0 to us. They've had the majority of the attacking, actually, haven't they?
Last 20 minutes, yeah, we had the first 20.
But they've not threatened as much as they should have done. Do you think it's about right, the 1-0? Could be we're about even, aren't we?
It's about even, I would say. Yeah. Definitely. We're giving Richarlison such great...
Richarlison! He's got a bird song. Shit on his head. He's got a bird shit on his head, and is then, the song. Followed by Duncan.
With a seagull shit on his head.
He's got a seagull shit on his head. More. He's got a seagull.
And then we should have shouted. Sat more.
Love it. He's got shit hair, basically, is what we're saying. Yeah.
He's got white hair on top.
From thinning middle aged hair and a bloke who's bald. But let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
It's half time, Wedge. We're 1-0 up. I think we've edged it, but it's been pretty quite. Well, I mean, they've had a lot more attacking than we have.
Yeah, they should be.
But we've scored with a penalty. João Pedro was not available. Pascal Gross stopped up. We all thought, no, that's going to be it, isn't it? We're going to fuck it up. No, we didn't. We buried it. Fought the other corner, 1-0. That's the way it stayed at half time. Thoughts on the game?
A great pickpocket tackle by Gross to win the penalty.
Yep.
Nicely taken, very cool. But we have passed the ball away in our own half 6 or 7 times. And it's required some fantastic blocks by Van Heck and Dunk.
And Gross.
To catch them on the break, and Gross.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop doing that because they're hunting for it and they've had a lot of chances. And they really, really should have had the ball in the onion bag.
They will
now.
Score, won't they, in this game?
If we keep doing that, they will, because we're presenting them the ball with poor passing 30 yards from our own net. But having said that, when we do give it away, we're very quick to reorganise and block. So,
yeah,
interesting, great open game. The referee, I mean,
oh, terrible.
I can't find words to describe the number of physical tackles and cynical from behind breaking up play tackles by the Spurs players. Five or six that should have been yellow cards right from the start.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He's been terrible, isn't he? And we're saying that we're 1-0 up, so it's not as if we got
grudge. Exactly. I have no grudge to bear. But I'm standing here watching their players cut our people in half from behind through the back of the Achilles, and they don't even get a talking to. It is unbelievable. The referee booked one of their players for a nasty foul. That player got up and clapped in the referee's face as if to say, well done, ref. Well, he should be off the fucking pitch.
For a second yellow.
It's unbelievable. It is a pathetic referee who has lost control of what he should be doing.
And we don't know who it is, do we? I think he's a new one.
I've no idea who he is.
We'll get those details later.
He probably has a secondary hobby after football, which involves some form of masturbation. Yes.
Thank you for that summary. I love it. Wait, as always, it's a pleasure, sir.
I'll get back on my fence.
Do you reckon we're going to win this? 2-1, I think. 2-1? I think 2-1.
I think their manager, Postecoglou, is capable of in-game tactical changes.
I like Postecoglou.
So there could be some organisational change that might cause some new threats. But if we can cut out our errors in possession, then, you know, we ought to be able to shore it up. Mitoma looks dangerous. We haven't used the right flank at all. Buonanotte hasn't really got free at all. They've been very wasteful with their chances. You know, Madison, Kulusevski, Richarlison have all got through and just fumbled it at the moment of truth.
Too busy thinking about the dart celebration I might do if they scored.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we're loving it. We're right next to the Spurs fans here.
Yes,
And they're all sitting there doing their Instagram. The
South Korean fans, you mean?
The South Korean tourists are all sitting down doing their Instagram. And all of a sudden they get possession back. And everybody stands up, double quick time.
They all stood up with their cameras up. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous, I have to say.
I don't think they have any idea what is actually going on, other than being able to say to their friends back in South Korea, look where I am. I've no idea what's going on, but look where I am. Wankers.
No, don't hold back, Wedge. Say what you really feel about it.
Wankers.
Dunk, thoughts on half-time?
It's great to be 1-0 up away, Spurs. We've probably rode our luck.
A bit.
A stupid down, giving the ball away about five times. I mean, Steele's been good, Lamptey's been good. It's
Mitoma's back in the team as well. It's been nice to see, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's great to see him. It's
But we're missing Hinchelwood. We're missing Eagle. We're missing... Yeah. Who else is out? There's someone else out.
Pedro.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, I knew there was someone.
Great taunting, Richarlison. You're just a shit, Pedro.
But no doubt he'll score, celebrate in front of us, and then have it disallowed 5 minutes later on VAR.
Well, he'll score at the other end, so he can't score in front of us now.
That's true.
But we'll score at this end more than them. So there we go.
Are we going to win this? Can we and are we going to win this?
Oh, it's fairly 50-50 at the moment. You know, I think we've been very good defensively when we've lost the ball in midfield and they've attacked us. Steele's been good and liked Dunk, Van Hecker, blocking... certain goals if there hadn't
been.
Hecker's
been brilliant again.
He's been excellent. Who knows? I really don't know. I think it's really close at the moment. Yeah. So God knows.
We could do this.
My last prediction for Palace was 1-1 and it was 4-1. So I'm going to predict 1-1.
Yeah, you nailed that one, didn't you?
I'm glad I didn't.
Andy.
So my thoughts are. they had an awful lot of dangerous situations, but didn't really create any really good opportunities out of it.
My point.
Stills made one really good save from Kulusevski, I think, coming through. Lamptey's playing an absolute blinder at right back.
He's been great, isn't he?
And, you know, that's so encouraging with Veltman coming back after the crushing news about Hinchinwood, who, you know, lots of people moaning about what our squad's looking like, but Hinchinwood wouldn't come into the squad if our squad wasn't as it was. And Hinchinwood's so exciting, it's amazing, but he's not the only exciting player we've got. We're stacked full of them.
Some of them are coming back.
I mean, I think Buonanotte's been not done an awful lot in this game
today.
We're basically up the end that the Spurs were attacking, and my hunch is that we're not going to see too much of the ball in the half that we're looking at, which is the half that Brighton are attacking. And when it comes down to, I'd be stunned if this game ends 1-0. There's going to be more goals.
Oh, yeah.
But 100%. If we can get them in the counter-attack. You know, one kind of quite good thing is, although his looks extremely slow, Lallana has lasted 45 minutes, and that allows others to come through. You know, Fatty might come on.
Yeah.
Ferguson might come on in this place. I think Welbeck's had a really good half. Gilmore as well. Gilmore is maximum.
I think
gross.
He's been man of the match today so far. Fatty and people like that. And Ciso soon as
lots
well.
Lots of, you know, Buonanotte, Van Hecker come through this season amazingly.
Yeah.
Gilmore might be the best a lot. Might be.
He's been fantastic, hasn't he? This season and in this game. All right. Well, bring on the second half.
It's fucking dynamite. He loves to serve me. Such a fine to see. His name is Ansu. As you fancy.
He came from Barca to play in blue and white. He loves South Korea. He's fucking dynamite. He loves to serve me. Sussex by the sea. His name is Ansu. As you fancy.
So, Duncan, it's now 1-1. They've scored with a goal. It looked like a foul on Fatty in the build-up, but let's not nitpick that. With minor details like the laws of the game. So they probably deserve that, kind of. Their fans to the right of us have been dickheads. Most of them are tourists, which is fine.
Yeah.
But there's someone lifting his son up in the air who's about 5 years old,
yeah,
who had both fingers up in the udders.
Yeah.
Incredible. So the parenting's good in Tottenham. It's good to hear that as well.
Yeah.
Overall, though, the game, one was about right, isn't it, for the game?
Yeah, it is at the moment. We are Brighton! We are Brighton! Super Brighton! From the south, we are Brighton! Super Brighton! We are Brighton! From the south, we are Brighton! Super Brighton!
We need a boner to bury that.
We
are
Brighton! We need to bury the boner. We are Brighton! We're on the attack. We've been dominating in the last 5 minutes, Wedge. 78 minutes gone. We got a corner. We had some threats. We had a ball, couldn't quite connect with it. We've had something just blocked off for a corner now. Okay. We're looking good, aren't we?
We're looking good.
Yeah.
This corner coming.
Fatty's on. Corner's come in. And it's clear.
No.
Gilmore's been good. But Van Hecker's been exceptional today, hasn't he? And this referee is a pathetic embarrassment, isn't he? been absolutely pathetic.
They're making substitutions here, and he's booked him for kicking the ball away.
Yeah.
When they're making subs. I mean, yeah, Van Heck's been outstanding. He's been all the way up the pitch.
Imperious. Imperious. Yeah. Best player. Yeah. But yeah, the ref has made so many bad decisions.
The ref is shocking. I mean,
so many poor fouls that should have been yellows and free kicks that weren't given against us.
And the bookings are totally inconsistent. It's yeah. just shocking. It really
I mean, we've had three or four bookings this game. I have no idea why we've got any of them. Straight back onto record. We're on the attack.
Get by! Thank you.
For once, the referee has recognised the foul on one of our players.
Fucking hell.
Purvis has won a free kick midway inside the Spurs half in the goal attacking our ends. Is it going to be limbs, Duncan, in about 5 to 10, 15 to 20 seconds?
Let's hope so.
If it is, I'll see you on the other side. Here we go. Pascal's taken it. Van Hecker, who's been so advanced in so many situations, is right up there. Purvis has taken it in the end. It's been temporarily cleared. Back with us, but on the halfway line. Grosch, Lamptey. And 81 minutes on the clock. And we're passing around deep in our own third. Deep in our own third. Very risky. We've done it. We've got away. Welbeck gets the return. It's gone to those guys. 50-50 challenge, red wedge. They've been given the free kick and the yellow card. Yeah?
He wins the ball and goes through on the player.
The rest are shite, the Serbia's right. The rest are shite, the Serbia's right. The rest are shite, the Serbia's
right.
This ref has been a fucking disgrace today. Fucking disgrace. It's the same as last season.
Tarek needs to come on.
Get him off.
Yeah, Tarek is flagging badly, isn't he, Duncan?
He's dead. There were two opportunities down this
He just didn't have anything in the tank, did he?
There were two opportunities where he could go one-on-one with the man and he passed backwards.
Yeah.
And he didn't take them on. He's knackered or injured. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, but the injuries keep mounting up, don't they?
Come on, Brighton.
Here we go. Great build up here. Lots of good interplay. Five or six passes. Mittema, we're in on the inside channel.
Estupinian
offside in the first place. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
First time.
Benicio Boateng coming up.
So Labs, he's gone down. The ref stopped play. He's now come off. He's come behind the goal at the end where the Albion fans are. He's been replaced by...
It looks like Belaba.
Belaba, yeah, it is Belaba coming on. So a change of system. Yeah. And we've just gone past the 90-minute mark. I reckon there's got to be 6 or 7 minutes added here, Duncan. Six minutes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
this ref's been fucking awful, isn't it?
There have been so many. Sorry, I'm trying to watch the game, and this without going Wedge shouting in my ear. What the fuck happened there? Right. Okay. Basically, the ref has been appalling.
Yeah.
There's been 10 or 12 incidents I can think of that where he hasn't given the card for us. But yeah, we've got several cards. Some you've got 3 or 4, and yeah, a lot of them were...
I think more than that, yeah. Most of them were ridiculous.
Yeah.
And weren't even free kicks in some cases. So the home team has been utterly protected for no reason at all. Yeah, despite that, it's 1-1. We thoroughly deserve to be on 1-1. And we feel like a team that, with what is that now? There's 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, but nothing's happened since we last spoke on 90. So probably there could be 7 or 8 minutes here. But it feels as if we could snatch it. Is that feasible?
Well, we're in the half. Definitely. Yeah.
One mistake now. Let's stick with it. Let's stick with it. And we are now in possession in their half. Van Hek has won the ball, and yet again the referee has given a free kick to them. It is embarrassing. This referee is an embarrassment to the sport. He's awful. He's absolutely awful. And they're on the attack now, unjustifiably, as they have been on a number of occasions this half. We've cleared it. There's a header from, I think it was Dunkey, got the ball out. They're still in possession down that end, down the far end, on the left-hand side as they attack. This is perfect.
We're playing 12 men.
Which, of course, is inaccurate. We were playing 13 men last year. We've forgotten about VAR. VAR as well, Wedge. Last year. We were playing 13, or is that 15 men? I don't know.
Go on.
The ref has been a disgrace. Yeah, here we go. We're on the... Well, they're in possession right on their goal line. Three minutes of stoppage time left.
Andrea.
Is that Andrea, our substitute manager? He's very animated in the dugout. It's brilliant. I love it. The technical area.
He was much closer than us. We thought it was ours.
Yeah. They got a throw in what we don't think was right. Oh, man. Andrea definitely didn't think it was right. But then...
A lot of...
what has been?
Italian waving of arms.
Which we love, of course. Just outside the area, they've spooned it into the upper tiers of their enormous stand behind the goal.
It's about another goal's height above the, at least.
Yeah. We've got to win this at the last minute, Duncan.
Oh, please, please, please. I'll take
How
a point now.
Fucking
bro.
Sweet would that be?
Oh, my God. We'll go, man.
There's 2 minutes left of the six.
I can see either side scoring.
Yeah.
It could be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's no chance to recover from... Whoever.
Well, exactly, you know. Yeah. And they're on the attack at the moment. Oh!
Van Hekker, nice little head down to steal. But
it was a bit nerve-wracking.
It was a bit to his left-hand side, so he had to dive to get it. So it's like...
He's been outstanding, though, hasn't he, Van Hekker tonight?
Van Hekker's been awesome. He's been fucking brilliant.
Such a good player. Such a good player.
Go on, Boaty. Take on. Goal of the season, Boaty.
Here we go. Down the left side now. Mittema cuts inside, cuts back outside, falls over, loses the ball. Presses to win it back. And subsequently it's given away. Here we go. On the ball. Interchange from several players. Mittema back in on the left channel. What's he going to do with it? Plays it in for, I think that's Fatty. Ball's crossed over. It's Boateng. Baker Boateng just wide with a shot. I don't think it took a deflection. I think it went straight wide. That was close, Duncan. That was it, wasn't it?
My hands were on my head. So I was like, the away fans seem to think that the referee
is a bit of a female swear word. Genital swear word. I am inclined to agree.
Fuck! Cunt!
They scored in the last seconds. Utterly undeserved. Horrendous on the counter attack. They scored with about a minute left of what was supposed to be the stoppage time. I don't know how much more we'll get added on. They don't deserve to win this game. It should have been a draw. But we'll go with that. Whatever. We won a corner. Last seconds of added time. Steals up for the corner. Here we go. He got a touch on it. The ref has not added enough time on here. And we've lost undeservedly again today. 2-1. Yeah.
Dunk is berating the ref.
Why don't blame him? The ref has been absolutely pathetic. Sorry. So we've now reconvened to the Redemption Brewery post-match. And one of the people I was with pre-match is a man who hasn't been at games much recently, but he is here today, and it's an absolute delight to see you. Charlie Gresty, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, considering.
Yep. Yeah, considering, we won't talk about the game. In particular, the way it finished, you know, with an unjustified winner, in my opinion.
Yeah,
the draw was a fair result.
I think draw was fair. 1-1 or 2-2 was probably a fair reflection.
Annoying, but at least, you know, you saw a decent game and a deserved performance, at least, from us.
Good game.
When was your last game? Because you got a season ticket, but obviously you're a little one, haven't you?
Home game.
Athens at home.
In September.
Yeah. You've got a little one.
Yes.
And remind us who her name is.
Elodie.
Elodie. Yeah. That's an interesting name, yeah. Brilliant. What sort of baby grows has she got on the Albion persuasion so far?
None at the moment, but I'm eyeing some up on the club shop the other day, so I might get some. And maybe I'll get them for Mother's Day, see how our mum takes
and just get all sorts of stuff, you know, key rings, wallpaper, duvets, just you know, so it just becomes matter of
fact. There's no doubt it. If she does grow up to like football, there's only one team she's going to be supporting.
Are you going to do any more of the European games, do you think? Because you're getting a few passes now, eh?
My next game will be, if I can get a ticket, the away game for the Europa League.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Which, of course, will be in Toulouse or Braga or Hamburg or Karabag or...
Hopefully not Galatasaray.
Or it could Karabag, be in Istanbul.
The two
yeah.
I don't want, yeah.
Yeah. But that'd be good, wouldn't it? That'd be superb. And I'm sure next time we get you on, it will be that event.
I'm sure. See fantastic. You there, all being well. Yep.
As for this season, you've obviously been watching it more
on
in the
TV.
Distance. But what's your take on the season so far?
Very good, all things considered.
Yeah.
Given the injuries we've got and the extra games... Yeah.
We're still top half, and we got top of Europe.
Yep.
Europe
and we're into going deep into Europe and FA Cup as well. So,
can't really complain. I think we've done well. I think it's been great. I think it's gone under the radar actually.
Yeah.
How well we've done. Because he's had to rotate. He's rotated maybe more than he wanted to.
Probably, yeah. But again, then the amount of injuries we've had. It's,
And they're still going on. You know, we had Igor's now gone out again.
Jao Pedro,
Paul Hinchelwood, apparently we're hearing might for the season, which is horrendous, obviously.
So we've had players come back, Mittema, Fatty, and then we've had players go out, Jao Pedro and Hinchelwood.
Peter posed the question, what are we doing? What, yeah, how are we going to juggle things around and keep everyone happy once the injuries come back? Well, the simple answer is we don't need to worry
about
that.
More injuries, yeah.
It's more injuries, yeah. But as for today, dissecting the match, I think, you know, we took the lead with the penalty.
It was deserved. Yeah. We started well.
Yep, started well. It was a pen, by the looks of it.
Yep.
We didn't have Joao on the pitch.
Yes.
And Courtney, one of our number, said, I bet we get a penalty, and if we do, we'll miss it. We did get the penalty, we didn't miss it, and it's one of the old guards. Pascal Gross. There we go. So we're now in Shrewcroft, still in the Tottenham area, and we're the last men standing. It's me, Russell, it's this man, Duncan, and the other man, Andy Knott. Duncan, first of all, let's talk about these beers. Fuck the football, by the way. Fuck it. Fuck up the arse.
Fuck that.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck everybody and everything to do with it. 2-1, it's an outrage.
Yeah.
That's covered. On to the more interesting stuff, the beers. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a lovely stout, and I've just forgotten the name of it. It is Hamilton.
Chock fudge cake.
Chock fudge cake stout. But it's really well... really well made. It is. It's not overly sweet. It's gorgeous, and it has got notes of toffee and chocolate and coffee. It's very
caramel
good.
Caramel overtures.
Yeah, it's good. And your strawberry sour is one of the most amazing beers that I've tasted in a long time. Absolutely fantastic,
yeah.
From the vault.
Oh god, yeah. Vault City or whatever it is. We've had it before. We have it again, Andy. We've already had one of those before. You just had your second one. It's sublime, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's so good. I've had it twice. And it tastes like strawberries. It's a beer that quite literally tastes like a strawberry dessert or something like that.
I mean, that's heaven.
It's the Pascal Gross of beers.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
Does it send you one way and then the other?
And also, it assists you in every situation.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Another assist.
And I'm about to score.
Well, I hadn't noticed, but actually, as you said that,
someone just sat down.
Sat down next to Andy.
Very attractive woman.
Yeah, yeah. And she is, actually, yeah, very, very. Anyway, yes. So there we go. And I'm on a pale ale, which is, I can't remember what it is. I'll check it up later.
Disappointing.
No, it's good. It's nice. This is a great pub. You only get in easily on match days at Spurs, but it's a good one to go to if you want to go to Arsenal. You go to Arsenal, come in here, then go on the train, the tube at Seven Sisters, to Harbour and Islington and Saltage.
Great, great beers.
Yeah. They're good. They're very good, aren't they?
We're drowning in our sorrows.
We are drowning in our own sorrows, aren't we? I'm drowning in your sorrows. Are you drowning in my sorrows?
Are we sounding drunk?
I've got a suspicion we might be sounding drunk. And it's lucky
it's
so
too
sober.
Bad. We're not. We're actually
not too bad, are we? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We went for a fantastic Colombian meal with the most ridiculously big portions. On the tail end of the road, walking away from the ground towards Seven Sisters, on the left, just before you get there, there's a place called Le Botellón, and it's Colombian. It's Latino. It's over bright. There's a guy singing live, and it's quite fun. And the food was great, but it was just ridiculous.
We could have been in the centre of Medellin.
Medellin, Cali.
Yeah, hey,
come on.
They even started speaking Spanish to me, so it was.
They
really,
did actually. That was a bit weird.
It was really good.
Yeah,
fantastic food. You've got a doggy bag, which you're going to do a fry up for your lovely wife tomorrow.
Yeah. No one's a loser here. My wife gets to enjoy this as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Some refried meat.
Yes. What could go wrong? Yeah. Yeah. And it's been great. It's been a good day out. I mean, the football has been disastrous in terms of the outcome and the injustice. However, do we care? We're about major trophies, aren't we, Duncan?
We do care.
We're about the FA Cup and Europa League, aren't we?
Well, we do care. And I do care. And I think we should have won that.
We should have scored more. We should have scored more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we should have won. We should have drawn that game.
Yeah. And, Annie?
I think it was cruel the way that we lost right at the end, but you kind of got to give it to them in terms of the fact that they crafted out a really quite good goal at the end.
Really
good breakaway, and they kind of celebrated well, and we would have done it if we were in their position. And, you know, that's football. Shit happens, and it did.
Yeah, I go along with that. I'm the same.
Yeah, you're right.
And I took it in good grace in the way that I just started bantering with the Spurs fans for about 10 minutes, calling them all sorts of names under the sun and standing on the chair and sticking gestures at them. But
you were a little bit vociferous.
That was in a good way.
And you were gesturing. You were.
Well, there was this fella, wasn't there, that lifted his
holding
son
up his five-year-old kid.
Who had his finger up, both
hands. Who's got both fingers up to us? I mean, it's like, that's what it. Kind of family is that?
And by both fingers, we mean both individual fingers within different hands. So one finger up, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. I know my daughter is 16, and she hates Paris, and I'm a good father.
Absolutely.
and she will say various things whenever the Palace is mentioned. But I mean, that was a bit early to hold up a five-year-old who's giving it both fingers.
And what made it worse was they then got the winner and he did it again. I thought, oh, damn it. Damn it. Really wanted to stuff it to him. Yeah.
What I did see is, as we were leaving, there was a bloke trying to pick up the another bloke who's the same age as him. They're both about 20, and he was reciprocating the thing, but he couldn't hold him up. But they were joking, laughing about it.
It's fun and games, isn't it? It's what it's all about.
But we're unlucky. That's football, like Andy's saying.
Can we just flag up before we go as well? How do you feel about Arsenal? They won the title last weekend, didn't they? There was all the title celebrations. So congratulations to them. Spurs must be really annoyed, actually. They've already won the title last week.
Funny, isn't it?
Wasn't that ridiculous?
Only just past Christmas, and do not celebrate like that.
Do you see the fantasy football thing? Well, they had
hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
They had an open top bus parade. We won the game. And they've got Matt Lucas as the Odegaard doing the photography. Brilliant stuff. Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Let's take the piss out of them. We always can. We can always do this, can't we? We can always take the piss out of football and out of other clubs and ourselves, because none of it really matters. I guess it does matter. It's both, isn't it? It's the beauty of both.
Bottom line is, in 97, we survived. And we've been in the lower leagues for many years. And we are just watching some amazing football now in the best league in the world. And we're in Europe. So just whatever anybody says, we are just having the time of our lives, and the beer here is great.
And you go along with that, wouldn't you, Andy?
Yeah, it's the best of times. I love Jurgen Klopp. What Jurgen Klopp says instead of Bill Shankly is, football is the most important of the least important things in life.
And it really is. It really is. And I like Klopp. I like Klopp. I think he brings a lot to the game. Yes, he can be cantankerous. He can be a bit of a shit. But there's that stuff. And you cannot beat the moment where he wanted to give a load of shit to the fourth official and pulled his hamstring. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Ever seen in football. It was so good with him.
He's got very good horse teeth.
He has, doesn't he? He has. And in the meantime, we celebrate football as normal. It's about days out like this, Duncan.
Cheers.
Andy. Up the Albion, stand or fall.
Up the Albion, stand or fall.
Up the Albion. Yes, up the Albion indeed. And just as a footnote to the match day special, I was not very efficient in getting my arse in gear with getting this episode published. It is now already Friday and I'm putting it out today. Not ideal. However, that does give me the chance to mention a couple of other things that have happened since the match. First of all, of course, on Sunday evening, Simon Adingra, who has been representing the Ivory Coast, the host nation at AFCON, the African Cup of Nations tournament that's been going on. He only went and had a man of the match performance in a team that won the game and won the tournament on Sunday night against Nigeria. First time, they've a couple of times they've lost on the narrowest of margins. They finally won the African Cup of Nations. And Simon Adingra, once he came back from injury, a short way into the tournament, became the star player. They got off to a nightmare start, really dropping points early on. They got thrashed at home by, I think it was Guinea-Bissau, one of the reasonable nations, but not famous and not notorious for being a good side to play against. Thrashed them 4-0 at home, and it looked like they were out. Two or three different connotations had to occur in the final group match for them to actually progress. The manager was sacked. It was assumed they were out, but they managed, due to that combination of circumstances and getting a result just in time, managed to get through to the knockout stages, and then they went all the way and won it. As a result, footage I was sent today from somebody who videoed an event at the Albion's Amex Stadium, I think it might have been from today, if not it might have been from yesterday, Thursday, showed Simon being welcomed onto the pitch with a stadium announcement, and there was a smallish crowd, not sure what the event was, but there was he was walked onto the pitch. So reception for our second major international tournament winning player, following Alexis McAllister, of course, welcomed back with a ticker tape effective celebration in the reception to the training grounds when he returned back after helping Argentina win the World Cup last time out. This time it was an on-pitch guard of honour, basically, for him walking out to be welcomed by some Albion fans at the stadium this week. Congratulations to him. Fantastic work. And I have to admit, we thought we were going to get him back a much sooner point in time, didn't we, when Ivory Coast got off to such a bad start. But we're delighted for him anyway, and we have now finally got him back. Kaoru Mitoma, of course, is already back. He was featured against Spurs, and we hope to see more of the best of him. Hopefully he can get properly back on form, and finally we can get him and Purvis playing regularly on that left-hand side. Obviously, Simon has been shining for the Ivory Coast, but mainly on the left-hand side as well. I doubt we will be adopting that that philosophy for at the moment, given there'll be other options. Fati can play on the left as well. And then Ciso is apparently 1 or 2 weeks away from a return, which is good news as well. But because of all that, I'm pretty sure Simon Adingra will be deployed on the right-hand side, the right wing. The fact we're getting wingers back might help Evan Ferguson. He's been struggling a lot. There are rumours he might have glandular fever, which would explain a lot as to why he has been struggling. If that is true, it's almost a miracle he's playing at all if he's been suffering with that, to be honest. But that might explain a lot. The lack of out-and-out wingers will also explain a lot. So hopefully things are looking on the up here on in. Of course, Jack Hinchelwood, we know now, unfortunately, will be out for effectively for the season. He may be back just in time for the very final one or two games of the season, particularly if we manage to get to a couple of cup finals at Wembley and Dublin. That would be nice. But either way round, things are slowly getting back to something vaguely resembling normal, which is good to hear. However, one other normal of recent times which is not so welcome, is interest in our admin staff and also interest from Chelsea in our admin staff. It's been an interesting week. First of all, there's been an approach by Manchester United for former Albion man Dan Ashworth, who's of course at Newcastle. That may possibly have a connotation if Newcastle are looking, will they come for David Weir? Who knows? Anyway, that was the earlier part of the week's news. Then there's been various rumours suggesting that Sam Jewell, our replacement, of course, for the outbound predecessor, is possibly going to be of interest to Chelsea. There are rumours that there's been an approach. It is also been rumoured that Manchester United are interested in Sam Jewell. If he knows about both of those, which I'm sure he does, I think, well, of course I will say he should stay at the Albion, but if we're looking at it objectively, and if he's looking at it objectively, really you should be thinking, wait and see what the Man United offer is as and when. Because, of course, Sir Jim Ratcliffe has now finally had his 25% investment ownership stake of Manchester United approved. That can now formally go through the process. There's just one more formality to go, I think, but that's effectively a done deal. Only 25% ownership, but controlling interest in terms of the football operations. That's the plan. It does seem, disappointingly, from a non-fan of Manchester United, that they are getting some degree of their act in order. And I imagine under Sir Jim Ratcliffe there will be some improvements. They've got the Manchester City guy, the CEO, in. So that's the first step, and that's a bit of a coup. But we're going to see where it goes from here. Sam Jewell, it does sound as if he'll probably be leaving, and I'm getting pretty fed up with the fact that we're not only losing so many of our key staff, but we're losing them at an ever-increasing rate, it seems. I mean, Ben White wasn't around for long playing in our first team. Caicedo effectively had about 14 months of premium appearance time with us once he got into his stride. And off the pitch here, it looks like Sam Jewell might go rather sooner than any of us would have hoped. It is, of course, a compliment and a confirmation that we are doing a lot of things very well indeed for the constant attention, to be honest. But I have to say, the Chelsea angle is starting to really rankle. On the one hand, you can laugh at how much money they're throwing our way, and that's all good. But on the other hand, it is getting a bit annoying that they're treating us as some kind of feeder club. Yes, in essence, that's just exactly what it is when they keep taking our staff. But there is a lazy-assed assumption that they should just pick who we've got. It doesn't necessarily work that way. Pochettino is under pressure as manager, as head coach. No matter what they do, no matter who they appoint, they don't seem to be getting it right. And that tells you there's a fundamental, more endemic flaw in what they're doing. Todd Boehly is the problem, to be honest with you, but also who he's appointed to run things behind the scenes is a problem because things aren't getting better. The only success story I can think of in the Boehly era since he's come in is Cole Palmer, who's been shining. And that was just a matter of being given more game time than he was going to be getting at Man City, where he was already doing quite well. But yes, he's hit the ground running, but he's an exception to the rule. And if I was Sam Jewell, I certainly wouldn't go there. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Money talks, of course, in the end. In other matters, well, we've already had the first legs of the Europa League at the point I'm talking now. I won't go into the details of that. It's not worth it, really, speculating on what might happen. We just need to wait and see what happens with next week's second legs of this last 32 stage, the eliminator round, before we find out who we've got. Notably, though, Milan, Karabag are amongst two of the clubs who are looking in very prime position to go through. And of course, both the Portuguese sides are very much in the running. I'd love to go to Lisbon. Sorry, there's three Portuguese sides. Braga, who are struggling. But Lisbon have two teams, of course, Benfica and Sporting. Both of them are in a reasonably healthy position going into the second legs. So on that basis, if they manage to both get through, we would have a 1 in 4 chance of going to Lisbon. I would like to go there, amongst others. We'll wait and see what happens on that score. Anyway, matters now turn to the weekend, of course, again, and it is the second of two visits in quick succession to Sheffield United's Bramall Lane. We got a 5-2 win in the last round of the FA Cup, which was fantastic. We do need to now try and replicate at least the outcome, if not the scoreline, when we go up there on Sunday for our return game there. It's going to be a tough one. We very frustratingly dropped points from a winning position when we played them not too long ago at the Amex. One of a number of very frustrating results we've had. We really need to bounce back, having dropped points again to Spurs. Obviously winning against Palace made up for the Luton game and it got us back on track. But losing to Spurs, in my opinion, unluckily, I think a draw would have been a fair result. And my Spurs mates have said the same. So it's not just us saying it. But we did, when all said and done, lose that match and we really need to get back to winning ways. Fingers crossed we can do that at Sheffield United. Any result, whatever it might be, would do well for us. We may have a match day special with our friends in the north. I'm not sure if that's happening or not. If it is, that will be the next episode. If not, we'll do a review podcast next week. In the meantime, thank you all for listening. And as always, stand or fall, up the Albion.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.